This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, shit to complain about. Yada, yada. I'm getting my ass handed to me by this vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've already talked about it because we've been texting the last couple of days, but I got my second dose of the Moderna vaccine on Thursday afternoon, and yesterday I was just down for the count. I kept saying to Zeb, like, I feel like I got hit by a truck. I feel like I got hit by a truck. And then he's got the kid right now at the grocery store. And I was like, do you want to podcast while there's no one in the house so we don't hear the screaming child in the background? And you were like, sure. You know, because you were there.
Yeah.
But right before he left, he was like, hey, at least you have something to complain about this week. Like, for the cast. And I looked at him and I was like, huh? And he was like, you know, that truck what you got hit by? And I was like, thanks, babe. No, I feel better today than I did yesterday, but I definitely, this for the people who get the Moderna shot, I have only heard from them that the second shot does, it either makes them really tired or they get sick or both.
Yeah.
I feel like I have the flu, except my stomach doesn't hurt. Like, I don't have it's not like a stomach thing. It's just like the fatigue and like, I do have like sinus congestion, which I don't know if it's just my allergies being really bad or like a combination of that plus the vaccine, but yeah. The body aches and the fever are so intense. Like, it sucks. It's awesome. Worth it to not die slowly and painfully from COVID. It's but true. Like, yeah. So anyway, that's where I'm at. I'm fully vaccinated now though. Canada still probably won't let me in to go to my cousin's wedding in July.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know.
I'm so sad and disappointed. But, you know, desperate times, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really funny because, like, last fall, the fall of 2020, I sent away for my citizenship number. Because yeah. I'm a dual citizen because my father's a born Canadian. So I just automatically have like the proof of parentage citizenship.
Yeah.
And so I sent away to get my citizenship number and they're like, it'll be a minimum of 6 months. And I have not heard anything back from the government whatsoever. And it's just, they probably got flooded with people who are like, get me out of here. And I was like, I'm just trying to prepare in case I got to go there this summer. If I have dual citizenship, then it'll be easier for me to cross the border, you know?
Right.
What's going on with you today? What's the plan for the weekend? What are you guys doing?
Well, one of my mom's friends is coming out to, I mean, not necessarily redo her birthday, but to at least have somebody come say happy birthday, even though it's long gone.
Yeah, to be clear, her name, the friend's name is also Kim.
Yeah.
So in case anyone really wants to get fucked up, we are the trifecta. It makes family parties and Christmases really awkward.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm glad that she's coming out.
Yeah.
It'll make your mom happy, you know?
It will.
It kind of sucks that her 60th fell during the COVID times.
Yeah.
Because Aunt Missy's, like, not for nothing, Aunt Missy's 60th was a fucking basher.
It was fun.
Yeah, we had such a good time.
So many people show up.
Yeah, just really, everyone really turned out. Auntie Barbie was just killing it, dancing to that live band.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part. She was cutting loose.
Yeah, she's a good time. If you know Aunt Barbie shows up, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, she is. She brings the party. She's my fave. Don't tell anybody. Oh, I just said it on the podcast.
It's fine. They'll never know.
How would they know?
How would they know?
They're not listening. How would they know?
Oh, I was going to say that I was, I kind of have two stories. So I was rudely awakened this morning. I got home late last night. I was hanging out at Aspen's. And I'll tell you more about that in a second, but I don't think I went to bed until like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. And when I got out here last night, it was still like hopping. Like you would think it was like a summer night out here. People were still jumping from place to place for the fires and walking around, and I could hear golf carts. Anyway, so I finally fall asleep, and this morning, I woken up at 7 o'clock. Somebody's got an air compressor going.
Oh, my God. Like
right outside the trailer I sleep in. And then I could hear them, like, making noises as they were trying to fix something. There was, like, grunting noises or something. And then I could hear them talking, and then I heard somebody yelling for their dog. I'm like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And your people were up partying all night. Like, what are you doing out there?
Right.
Like, what happened to the nice neighbors who stay quiet until, like, 9 o'clock? Like, give me until 9.
Respect Lake time. Like, it's its own time zone. Respect Lake time.
Right.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
I just thought that was rude that they were, like, working on stuff right outside my trailer. Like,
yeah,
go somewhere else. It wouldn't be so bad if we had our place.
Yeah, it would be more, there would be more soundproofing and more, right. You know, insulation right. To prevent, but yeah.
Which, you know, newest update, May 23rd, it's coming off the line. I'll believe
it. Are you serious? Oh my gosh, there's like an actual date?
It's an actual date, but
I'll
see it. I don't trust them.
Well, I mean, at this point, why would you?
Right?
God.
But, I went to Aspen's yesterday.
Can I ask really quick before you launch sure. into your story about Aspen, what are your parents going to do about theirs? Are they just going to trust the same people or?
No, we're not going through them again.
So you guys, you purchased the one, but you hadn't purchased the second one yet, right?
No, we can't.
Okay.
Because we have
no,
the one and we have to tear that one down.
Right. So
until we move into the one that's mine.
Right.
Can't tear down the one that we're currently living in.
Correct.
And so the finance company said that you have to be, like, they don't want to just finance you for both if you're not getting both right now. So you have to do one at a time.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's good. I'm glad that, like, you didn't already put, like, a down payment on the second one.
No. Yeah.
So have your parents found someone else to go through to get theirs then?
Well, yeah, we talked to this guy like back in July when I was started asking questions because it became clear we weren't going to be able to get what we originally thought we were getting.
Right.
So I started making phone calls and I found this guy in Idaho and I left him a message because I was interested in one. And he ended up calling back and saying that their factory's right across the street from his office. So
oh, wow.
If at any time you need an update, he can walk across the street to the factory and find out what part of production it's in and such. But also mm-hmm. he's a salesman. So, I mean.
Yeah, he's inclined to say that for sure.
Yeah. So, but my mom really liked him when we talked to him. So she's thinking that that might be a better bet. Plus, theirs, I think, are a little bit less expensive at the base price.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, that's good. For
the one she wants is less expensive right. than them. So.
Is she going to do the same one that she showed me where she can put the full-size washer and dryer where that extra bunk bed was supposed to be?
You know, I don't know how to answer that because she's shown me 15,000 of them that she's fallen in love with.
Oh, shit. Now your mom has to make a decision.
She changes her mind quite often.
Yeah.
I know she doesn't want the one that I got.
Which I think the one that you got is really practical. I love that loft portion. I think it's really practical, but I mean, that's just me, and I don't have to live in it. So your mom can do
Well,
whatever she wants to do.
kind of the idea that they have with theirs is that they're not going to get a loft,
Right.
to make theirs feel bigger and more open.
Right.
And they also want to add on to theirs, so it would just create chaos to have a loft too. But my dad said as long as one of them had a loft, that it worked out nicely because we'd have places to put people and we'd also have storage room.
Right.
So, I don't know. Tomorrow she might change her mind and she might want a loft. I don't really know.
Yeah. I mean, look, she's allowed to decide whatever she wants to decide.
Yeah, we kind
Anyway.
of fly by the seat of our pants around here.
Okay. So last night you were at Aspen's.
Yeah. So, I got a hold of Aspen yesterday. I sent her a text and I was like, "Hey girl, it's Friday. You got plans? You want to hang out?" And she was like, "Oh, Chris is scheduled for his vasectomy." And I was
Noise.
like, "Oh, I forgot." I was like, "Okay, never mind. We'll catch up another time." And she's like, "No, he'll probably just want to lay down and do nothing anyway. Like, I'd like to see you." Like, I don't really want to, let the guy be comfortable. And she's like, "No, I think it's fine." She's like, "Actually, I was gonna make this basket." And I was like, "Basket?" And she sent me some Pinterest. She sent me some Pinterest pictures and I died. She's like, "But I'm at work today and we have to go right after work to his appointment." And she's like, "So I'm not gonna get it done." And I was like, "Please,
Mission
please
accepted.
let me do this for you."
Yeah, I
And she's like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Just send me the list. I got you, girl. I'm gonna get this done and I'm gonna bring it to you and it'll
Can
be
you,
ready."
will you send me a picture of the basket? Because I really want to,
Sure.
like, or the inspiration for the basket.
Sure. There's a couple of them, but
Okay.
I am gonna go into them because it's a lot of fun. So she's like, "Oh, you don't have to do that." I'm like, "No, look, I'm gonna do it either way. So either you can pay me back for it or it's my gift to Chris, but this must be done." And she's like, "Okay." So she sends me the list and I'm off to the races. So I go to the dollar store and the grocery store and get some things. And it's things like Planters mixed nuts. And then you write a thing that says, "Because you're poor nuts." And then there's Swedish Fish, and it's because it's time to retire the swim team. And then when I was in the dollar store, I found a bag of like the double bubble gumballs.
Oh my gosh,
So
stop.
I took a sticky note and wrote "numb" on it and put it over the gum part and made them numb balls. I got goldfish so we could say goodbye to the swimmers. I got ding dongs and it said, "Sorry, your ding got donged."
I'm sorry, your dong got dinged. That's funny.
She had me get Nutty Buddies and said, "Farewell, Nutty Buddies." And then when I was at the grocery store, I got some grapes because they're seedless.
That is so funny.
And I made him a whole basket. So,
Well, that's funny.
it's the small things in life. When he opened it, he was laughing so hard too. Like, it made it all worth it.
That's perfect. Yeah, I thank you for that because I I've been telling Zebulon he needs to go get one, and his excuse has been the pandemic, you know?
Oh, no, they're still
And
doing them.
no, I know that. Don't act like I know that. I definitely know that. Zebulon, I think, is just, I don't know if he's just stalling or if he doesn't. So let me put this into perspective just for the listeners. I know you know how Zeb is,
Yeah.
but he takes this pandemic very seriously, and like to the point where he goes out in public. Like he has our son at the grocery store right now.
Yeah.
And but he doesn't take any unnecessary risks, which means that I have given him probably seven haircuts since the pandemic started in our bathroom, because he views going to, you know, sports clips as an unnecessary risk.
Yeah.
And so I just think that like it's just him thinking this is an unnecessary risk that we don't have to take until I'm fully vaccinated, you know, because he's going to get his vaccine is like not this upcoming weekend, but the weekend after. So not next weekend, but the weekend after. That's when he's
Yeah.
going to be fully vaccinated. And so after that, I'm just going to call and schedule it at that point and just be like, he's fully vaccinated. Let's do this. Let's go. But he's kind of been using the crutch of the pandemic. And I'm like, dude, look, like the people who go there, like they're doing the same protocol there as they are at the grocery store. So it's not, you're not taking any more of a risk than you are walking into a Safeway, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably much more safe and sanitized than some of the places you have to go during a day, you know?
Sure.
But dude is just, you know how Zeb is. Like if he thinks or believes that there's a concern, he's going to like avoid the situation so that it doesn't, you know, become something. I don't know. It's like how he doesn't drink. He doesn't drink because someone in his family had a problem with alcohol. So then he was like, well, I'm never going to drink because then I just avoid the situation altogether.
Right.
He's kind of an extremist that way.
Right.
So it's either that or he doesn't want to get his dick snipped. Now, I don't know. I'm like, look, your vas deferens is just a little snipperoonie. And he's like, no, it's the pandemic. It has nothing to do. I'm like, yeah, Okay.
It's definitely way less invasive for the boys.
Yeah. Well, last spring I finally looked at him and I was like, dude, here's the deal. Like, I have all these things going on with my hormones, and I've been on birth control since, you know, we got together s since like 2006, and I'm done. I'm done being, it's 15 years of me altering, well, at that point, 14 years of me altering like my hormone balance to prevent like unwanted pregnancy, other than when I was pregnant with our child.
Right.
So, the deal is that like you need to now be the one to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. I'm
Yeah,
done.
fair
It's
enough.
messing with my, yeah. And that is exactly what my midwife said too. And I was like, look, if I got pregnant again, like I know I would be way too tired. It's not preferential that we have another kid at this point because I'm getting way too old. I don't know. I feel old. Like, if you are my age, if you're 35 and you feel healthy and spry and you want to have a kid, fucking go for it. If you're 40 and you like have a kid whenever you want to have a kid, that's great. I personally, as a human, feel tired. Like, I am exhausted. And not just because I'm not talking about just post-vaccine, just on a regular basis, I am exhausted. And so I think having another child would actually make it so that like I would have more energy because I'd have to be chasing both of them or whatever.
Yeah.
But I told my midwife, I was like, if we had another baby, I would just view it as a blessing. And she was like, okay, so why don't you guys have another kid? Like, if you want a kid. And I was like, oh, because my husband really doesn't want one. And she was like, well, then just put the ball in his court. And I was like, that's exactly what I was thinking of doing. And she was like, yeah, so just do it. And I was like, okay. And I came home and was like, I'm done. I'm never taking birth control again. You need to figure it out. So anyway, that's where I've landed on that. If we get pregnant in the interim, it's his fault. So
Yeah.
I'm not taking any responsibility for that unless it becomes a human. If this becomes a human, I'll take all the responsibility, but like, no. That shit's on you, dude. So yeah.
I was telling Aspen, I was trying to think of how I could talk about this without, like, keeping anonymity, and she's like, why? And I was like,
Oh.
I don't know, because we're talking about Chris and his vasectomy, and she's like, he doesn't care. Just say it.
I
I'm
love it.
cool.
That's
I
a thing.
will. That makes my story so much easier.
Yeah, without having to tiptoe. So there is this man that I know trying to keep it all, under wraps.
he's a champ, though. He was acting like nothing even happened last night. Like he was just his normal self. And then,
That's what I've heard. I've heard it feels like no big, like all the guys I've talked to who've had it done, they're like, it's no big deal. Same day I was fine.
yeah, he, I guess he, Aspen was.
I have more side effects from the second dose of the COVID vaccine than dudes who get a vasectomy.
Yeah.
Like,
She said this morning, I'm like, hey, how's he doing? She's like, he let me sleep and he went to the store and he made breakfast. I'm like, well.
all right.
So.
Man, I don't the thing is like I kind of wish that Zeb and I had had kids younger 'cause then we wouldn't just have one. I feel like we would have more than one. And I think they actually did have kids at the right time 'cause like now they're roughly the same age as me. I mean, Aspen is. And
Yeah, Chris
they
is older.
Yeah, but they get to have kids who are like kind of independent. So,
Yeah.
like at 35, do you know what I would give? My son came in here at 5:52 and was like, good morning, good morning. I'm here and it's the morning. And I was having 0% of it because, of course, I'm fucked up. Like, I can't deal with it. And so Zeb got out of bed with him by like 6:30. But what I wouldn't give to just have a morning where I sleep until I want to wake up because I know my kids can like pour their own cereal and shit,
You'll get there.
I know, but she's there now is what I'm saying, Jessica. Like,
I know, but
I
you
want
also
it.
have to take into account other things too. Like she was a younger mom, so
Yeah, I
they had to
know.
go through struggles that you haven't necessarily had to. So
No,
there's a
no one's
give and a take to every
yeah.
story, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I always that's like my constant comment is like no one's situation is any worse or any better. Everyone's situation is just different.
Sure.
You can't be comparative because there's no point in being comparative. I
Yeah.
decided to wait until I was 30 to have a kid. Other people we know have decided to wait until they were 30 to have children, or in their 30s to have children. Some people never have kids. Some people have an ass load of kids before they're, in their 20s. Like it doesn't even, you can't be comparative because one isn't better than the other. One is just different from the other.
Now, you just said an ass load of kids. Do I need to explain to you where kids come from?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that I know like the anatomy of a female body, but like now you got me questioning. No, I don't need a lesson. I
Just
know where,
kidding.
yeah. My kid came out of the incision in my stomach
Yeah.
they had to make because he decided to try and commit suicide in the womb. He was already over. He was too good for the world before he even entered it. No, he tied his umbilical cord into a true knot,
Yeah.
and just from bouncing around in there, they think, because they gave me Cytotec, and for normal women, that doesn't even work. It's a drug that they use to induce labor, for all of those who don't know. And for me, it broke my water, and I was contracting immediately, and was contracting for probably 17. I thought it was 14, but I looked at his time of birth the other day, and it was like 17 hours I was contracting. And
Huh.
it's so painful. Like, screw everything that you think that pain is. Childbirth is so painful, and I didn't even have to, he didn't even have to come down the chute, man. Like, they knocked me out, and I woke up on a ton of drugs, and they were like, here's your baby. Like, I mean, I can't even imagine what other women have to go through, especially. I know people who have wanted drugs, but the baby just comes way too fast, and they're like, man, it hurts so bad. I wish I'd had those drugs. Or there's women who opt out of the drugs, and then they scream like, I've made a terrible mistake. Please bring the person with the drugs.
If I were to have a baby, I would be a crazy person and say I'd want to do it naturally.
Yeah. I'm totally, listen, it that's what our bodies are made for. If that's how you want to do it, go for it. I
I
think
believe
every
I can. And my mom always says, "Oh, we'll see when you get there." And I'm like, "Yeah, we'll see. I can set some feet in and be stubborn, especially when my mom
I was
says
about
something
to say, you're so stubborn.
like
You'll do it just
that."
to do it, just to be like, see, Mom, I told you.
Exactly. Watch
I
out.
know you.
Mandy, I told you so.
I know you, Jessica. I know exactly what you'll do. You'll have that baby all natural just to be like, I told you I could do it, Mom.
Yeah, take that, Mom.
Boom.
Not all superheroes wear capes.
Did you know? So this is, I guess this conversation might be a little tricky for some of our listeners, because we are talking about reproduction and the organs related thereto. To be very clear, I understand, not asses.
Okay, thanks.
I felt I needed to clarify. But did you know? So I read this interesting article while I was pregnant with Ezra, that women have receptors in their breasts. So when they're breastfeeding, they take in the saliva of their baby,
Yep.
and their body will produce antibodies in their breast milk to cure their baby. So not only do we grow the baby and then give birth to the baby, but then we can cure our own babies. And men just want to be like, yeah, we're so excited we're pregnant. Go fuck yourself. We. That's just classic men trying to take advantage again, just trying to take all the credit again. Oh, it's nothing, being a good dad. I'm like, that's called parenting. You're
Stealing
parenting.
your wind.
Yeah. How can I grow if you won't let me blow? Stealing my fucking wind.
Yeah, so the human body's like pretty amazing. Like
Yeah.
men and women alike, like just all the things. One of my favorite classes, even though it was probably the hardest class I ever took in my life, and I had to do an entire year of it, was anatomy physiology. Like the stuff that you learn about our bodies is just amazing. And that's just like entry level anatomy. That's not even like what doctors go through. Your liver can regenerate if you cut it. Did you know that?
What? No, what? That's dope.
Yeah, so like,
Tell me more about this kind of stuff. I want to know.
well, like your liver, if you were to give a portion of your liver to somebody who doesn't have a functioning liver,
Yeah.
the piece that you give them will regenerate, and the piece that you're missing will regenerate in you. So you can actually give a piece of your liver to somebody.
So it's like a fucking a chameleon's tail. Like it just, you cut it off and then it just grows back.
Yeah, I mean, I, unfortunately, not all the organs are that way.
Damn, I wish though.
Yeah,
man, they should harness whatever chemical does that and turn it into a face cream. Okay, so that's fascinating. The body's fascinating, but I kind of want to go into our segments. You said you had something different this week to bring to the table other than Tweetin's tweets. You had an idea for something.
Yeah, I just thought we could mix it up a little bit.
Okay, well, what you got?
I mean, it's to be named. I mean, you're going to have to name it for me because I don't know what to call it.
But, okay, well, tell me a little bit about what it is and I'll come up with a name.
Okay, so I was...
To be clear, you told me yesterday while I was in the middle of like a fever nap.
Yeah.
And I already don't remember. That's why I need you to explain it to me.
Yeah, cool.
Because I'm so sick.
Okay, that's fine. So this week I've been pretty busy. I've been... I planted a whole garden. I've been digging in dirt and getting boulders out of this pile of dirt and on my properties.
So when you say garden, is it like flowers or is it like vegetables? What do you got going on?
This year we did flowers.
That's cool.
I would like to do a vegetable garden, but we just don't know where things are going to go and get torn down and what life has for us this year. So,
right.
I did actually get a special raspberry bush.
Oh, cool.
Excited about. But it probably won't produce anything this year, so it's kind of a perfect year to get it.
Right.
But anyway, yeah. So I've been outside doing a lot of stuff. And then in the evening, I've been going inside and crocheting. And I put on a movie that I watch, but I just listen, really.
Right.
I've been working on a project. And then I was thinking about it, and I actually watched like 4 movies this week, which is a lot for me.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be fun if I maybe described to you what the movie was in my words, and if you could try to guess and see if you know what movie I was watching.
Okay, so we'll come up with a name for it later, but for right now, this is Jessica's film descriptions, and I have to try and figure out what movie it is. Now, I have a few questions to ask before we go into it.
Okay.
Are these movies super current?
I mean, they're not brand new movies, but they're, okay. Like, they're new-ish.
Okay, because this is the only thing I'm going to tell you. For a parent... If a movie has come out within the last 5 years, I may or may not even know what it is.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure that I can get a good enough grasp, a tentative grasp on the plot line to tell you. Because I am, in the words of the Lonely Island, a total cinephile. So our whole family loves movies. We love films.
We do.
We love all types of films, and we watch them together constantly. It's like,
and we quote them to each other.
Yes, and it's so weird because when I then I do it in real life, like at work and stuff,
and people think you're crazy,
and they also just have no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Right?
Like, it's so frustrating. Like. Because when we're together, it's like a secret language.
Yeah,
I don't know how else to describe it. And
we could probably quote an entire movie to which all of us have seen together.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Good times. Anyway, okay. So, movie number one. Tell me what type of film it is, and then give me the description.
I watched all comedies.
Okay, so these are all comedies. Got it.
Good choice. Good choice, by the way. I love a good comedy.
Yeah, I just like to be happy, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So the first one, this person finds out that their friend is going to get married.
Okay.
And, you know, all the little details of the things that lead up to the wedding, like the shower and the bachelorette party and all that stuff, that all goes wrong. Like everything.
Bridesmaids. You
Yep.
watched Bridesmaids.
I sure did.
That's my shit. I love that movie so much.
I had it on and my mom was getting ready and I was crocheting and she stopped and she's like, I forgot how funny this movie is. I
It's so
was like,
funny.
it is pretty funny.
I will never forget when Mike and Molly first came out, that show with
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy.
I like that
Your
show.
mom compared me to her, and it was like the highest compliment I've ever been given.
Oh, I love her.
Was like, you remind me of Molly from that show, Mike and Molly. You're so funny. And it literally was the nicest thing I think anyone's ever said to me.
Oh.
But yes, because I love Melissa McCarthy. She is
And
so
that was
hilarious.
the first movie that I really saw her in.
Yeah, I'd seen her on, so I actually saw her before Mike and Molly. She was a regular on Gilmore Girls.
Right.
And then Mike and Molly. But yeah, I think that may have been like the first movie, but then she just sort of took off in film. And
Yeah.
she's one of these actresses. I'm sorry, actors. You're not supposed to use gender anymore. You're supposed to just say actor. And I'm trying to be politically correct on the cast. She has, I know that she has an emotional range because she's a very talented person,
Yeah.
but she plays funny so well
Yes.
that it can bridge so many different types of comedy.
Yeah.
I love her so much. My favorite part of that entire movie is when she goes to Kristen Wiig, because Kristen Wiig is down in the dumps, you know, she's
Yeah.
feeling really bad about herself, and she just has a full-on heart to heart with her.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, she goes, "I took 10 puppies from that party. I may have overcommitted."
It's nine, and
That's nine. That's right.
she says that she should have stopped at six. She's far more comfortable with six.
Oh, that was so funny. But yeah, when she goes and has that heart to heart with her, you can tell like she's being funny, but you can see that she has all of this range. You can see it in that scene very specifically.
Yeah.
And it's a funny scene, but it's also like, hey, hi, you have a friend right here. I'm right here and I'm not leaving you. Stop being so, you know, sorry for yourself,
Yeah.
basically.
I
And I
mean,
love that so much. It was kind of like pull yourself up by your bootstraps, babe.
yeah.
Yeah, that movie's really good. Okay,
They're
so I'm
great.
glad you watched it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I got it. It didn't take me very long either, which
No,
I'm not
I hadn't
going to
even finished
do
my
my
whole I hadn't even finished the whole thing.
do you want me to wait until the description is done? Or can
No.
I just guess? Okay, I
No,
just want to
just
make
jump
sure I'm
in.
doing it right. Okay, all right.
Okay, so the
Move on
next
to,
one.
yeah.
These siblings find out their parents are selling their childhood home
Okay.
and they have to come and get their stuff. And in cleaning out their stuff, they end up throwing a party at the house. And they destroy the house.
Is it that movie with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler?
Yeah.
What is it called again? Sister something? What is it called?
It's called Sisters.
Yeah, that's it. I wasn't 100% sure. I thought it was Sisters something, but yeah, Sisters. Okay. That's a good one.
That is a
That's funny. Yeah, okay. That's a good one. Tina Fey is a boss, and so is Amy Poehler. And
Yeah.
the pair of them together, like even all the way back to SNL, when they would have scenes together on SNL, a fucking riot. I mean, they're two dynamic personalities.
Yeah.
And
Tina Fey plays it so dry, and Amy Poehler plays it so bubbly.
Yeah.
That's the perfect combination. I don't even know. It's like the difference between 30 Rock and Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
And you can see, and that's kind of their dynamic together too, is like Tina Fey is funny in a dry way, and then Amy Poehler is funny in this sort of like, I don't know, you know, flighty a little bit. I don't know how really else to explain it other than she's bubbly. Yeah. But it's perfect. They're perfect for one another. They offset each other.
When I was watching it, it made me think of, you know, the movie Baby Mama.
Yes.
With them.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yes.
And so what's funny about that is in the sisters one, Tina Fey is kind of the mess up that, you know, doesn't have her shit together.
Right.
But then in Baby Mama, it's just the opposite.
Yes.
So it's kind of fun to see them go back and forth that way too.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Anyway, so yeah, okay, sisters, got it. Next.
Okay. A journalist. I mean.
What the fuck?
Huh?
What the fuck?
What the fuck what?
You said a journalist, and so I thought Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Oh, no.
Okay. And I was like, another Tina Fey?
No. So she's a journalist, but it's like in a magazine. She's given a job about sports, and she hates sports. And she's supposed to interview this sports doctor. She ends up sleeping with him.
Okay, that's...
One.
I'm like, that's not helpful. Keep moving. Who plays the journalist?
That'll give it away.
Probably not, because I clearly don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's Amy Schumer.
Okay, nothing.
And Bill Hader's the doctor.
Nope.
And LeBron James is in it. You've never seen this movie? It's Trainwreck.
No, I have never seen Trainwreck.
You should watch Trainwreck.
I love Amy Schumer, though. I do love Amy Schumer. I did see, so there's like an... I think there was an interview about this movie where some Australian like TV personality basically was like, do you guys in America, do you guys have that, the word for, you know, what's the word, like slut or whatever? And she was like, yeah. And, you know, is that, wow, that's cool. Your mom's probably going to see this. And then the co-host was like, no, his mom's dead. And she's like, oh, well, thank God. So she didn't like see you call me a slut after I told you it was kind of biographical. Cool. cool, dude. And I was like, yeah, get him, Amy.
Yeah, that.
I'm going to send you that clip because it's very funny. But if it's about this movie... That was when I was like pregnant with Ezra.
Yeah.
And when it came out to like a, like any kind of streaming service or anywhere where I could have seen it, I had a newborn. So there's no way. But I did go to the movies when Ezra was like 1.5 or 2 with Dino. Uncle Dino. And we saw the one that she was in with Goldie Hawn. The mother and daughter, and they go on vacation, and that was also very funny.
That was funny.
Oh, I love Goldie Hawn.
You got to watch Trainwreck though.
You're like journalist. I'm like, what the fuck? And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. My brain didn't even go there.
Yeah, I was like, another Tina Fey. Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah, no, I will watch that then. Thank you. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next one? You got one more, right?
Yep, it's the last one. A group of friends go to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And they just get into all sorts of trouble. Like, There's fights, there's making up, there's drinking, there's all sorts of chaos happening.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
No?
No.
They have a posse?
No.
The Flossy Posse?
No, dude, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is.
You gotta watch it. That's the best movie ever. I can watch that over and over again. It's Girls Trip.
Girls Trip. I have not seen that one either. That's but to be clear, go back and look at the date stamp on those, because it's like when I had Ezra.
I couldn't be certain. I don't know. But but you have to watch that one. I cry. I laugh so hard at that movie. Like, I had to stop crocheting a couple times and just watch because I was laughing so hard. It's it's Jada Pinkett Smith and Queen Latifah and Tiffany Haddish.
I know who's in it, but it came
out. Act like you don't know anything and then come at me like that.
I know the actors that are in it. It came out in 2017, so I had a one-year-old. But yes, so it's Jada Pinkett Smith, Tiffany Haddish, Queen Latifah, and what is her name?
I don't remember her name ever.
I love her, though. She's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. But yes, I do. First of all, those are probably four of my favorite actors. I'm not supposed to say actresses. I keep saying it. Regina Hall. That's her name. It just came to me.
Yes.
Regina Hall. They are so incredible and they are such good actors. I know I need to see it. I just have not seen it yet. I have an entire list of movies that I have created. Like I have it's a Word document, Jessica, of movies I have not seen that I need to see, because when you become a parent, Louis C.K., before the whole scandal where he was like masturbating in front of women, before that happened, he had a lot of stand-ups, as you'll recall. And one of them was, I get sick of my friends asking me, have you seen such and such movie? No, I haven't seen the fucking movie. Like, I'm a parent. I haven't seen the fucking movie. So
time I come over, we're watching that one together, because you will laugh so hard you cry.
Let's watch that end train wreck. It's okay. A date.
Aunt Missy showed me Girls Trip.
Yeah.
And, I won't spoil anything for you, but there's something with a grapefruit in that. And when my mom saw it, she was like, oh my God. And I was like, by the way, your sister showed me this movie. She was like, I cannot believe you're watching this. And I'm like, it's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and to be fair, if this came out when Ezra was one, we were 31, and therefore I can watch whatever the hell I want.
Yeah, and also Aunt Missy knows that you're an adult because you're 31. So she's not like, it's not like you're 12 and she's like, let's watch this movie. And there's a scene with a grapefruit. You might have to leave the room. I don't know.
We have That's to watch funny. It. I can't.
All right. Well, I guess we've reached that time in the podcast where I have things to complain about.
Please do.
Okay, great. So the first thing I have to complain about, I mean, technically, if, you know, Zeb were the one to give the complaints, it would be that I've been hit by a truck, which, to be fair, I do feel terrible. Better than yesterday, but I feel terrible. But my son got tested for allergies because he had an allergic reaction to walnuts. He literally had a piece, like a tiny little piece of a walnut that was inside of a cookie, and this happened to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it was terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
When it happened, but I wasn't that concerned. Like, it didn't seem like that big of a deal while it was happening, and he was okay. But then when we got home and I saw the rash, I was like, oh my God, what is this? Well, he got tested. So the first thing is, in March, the doctor put in the order for the labs, right?
Okay.
It was for just a general food allergy, walnuts and pistachios. That was in March. Okay.
Okay.
So we're in April. And for some reason, the food allergy test had expired by like April 1st. But it was, yeah, so the lab no longer had that request from the doctor on file.
Okay.
Nebulon called and they're like, we'll extend it through the 30th, right? Which was Friday.
Uh-huh.
April 30th. So on April 29th, well, first of all, on April 28th, I called and the lab tech was like, yeah, I have an order here for food allergy, walnut and pistachio, right?
Okay.
General food allergy lab, a walnut lab and a pistachio lab to see if he's allergic to these things.
Okay. And I'm like,
okay, fine. So on the 29th, the morning of the 29th, we get there right after the lab opens. Lab opens at 8 a.m. We walked in the door at like 8:05. We wait until our name is called. We go back. They no longer, from their system, vanished the food allergy test. So we were only able to test him for walnut and for pistachio. And I said to the lady, I was like, I just talked to you yesterday. You saw that there was a food allergy test on there. Can you just take a vial now and I will call the pediatrician from the parking lot? And she was like, I can't take the vial unless I have it on file. And I was like, I know that it makes sense, but like you don't understand, I'm a working parent, and that's why it took me over a month just to get here. And the reason I'm even off today is because I have my second vaccine this afternoon.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm sorry, unless I have an order for it, I can't do it. Which I know that's her job, and I get that there's no, and it's, they have a system, and I can't fuck with the system. I get it. It's fine. That was like, okay, fine. Just let's do the walnut and pistachio since we're here. By the way, my kid is amazing. He didn't cry at all. He looked away when they first poked him, but then he looked over and was kind of like, is that from inside of me? And I was like, yeah, that's your blood. Like mommy said, they gave you a poke and now there's blood. And he was like, wow, it just is coming out from inside of me. And I was like, yeah. So he's clearly my kid.
Right. Like,
he's just watching his blood fill up this vial and having zero problems with it. And he's like, and then he said, so he says, thank you to both women who are in there. There was a woman, the tech that I had been working with over the phone to see if I needed, you know, to schedule and talking about what he needed. She was doing the draw. And then there was another tech in there holding his arm down, but he was being completely still. Like they thought they were going to have to hold this kid screaming and crying, because that's probably what they see for the majority.
Right.
Or whatever. And then they gave him a lollipop and three stickers and they were like, he was so well behaved. And I was like, I think he was more fascinated than anything. I don't know. Like, he's such a trooper. I remember getting shots when I was little, and I don't know if it was like the way my mom presented it or something my sister said, but I just cried and cried. My mom had to hold me down. My kid just takes those things like a champ.
Yeah.
Blood draw was easy peasy. And then he said to both techs, he was like, thank you. And for French, we say, merci beaucoup. And then they were like, oh, they were so sweet. And the older lady gave him a hug. And he was like, you smell minty fresh. And she was like, that's because I have a salon paws patch on my neck. It was a very weird interaction. But so then the pediatrician's office calls me yesterday and they're like, yeah, he is severely allergic to walnuts, so you need an EpiPen. So they prescribed him an EpiPen. That's terrifying. So if he ever has like an anaphylactic response to an incidental encounter with a walnut, I have to stab him with an EpiPen.
Yeah.
But then also, he has a slight allergy to pistachio. And I was like, well, he really likes pistachio ice cream. And she was like, yeah, he can't do that anymore. And yeah, I was like,
it'll get worse.
Yeah.
Like, the more he's exposed to it, the worse the reaction will get.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, fine. Like, that sucks. And they were like, well, he definitely needs that food allergy panel. So we've placed an order and it's 6 months. It's good for 6 months. And I was like, why couldn't, I hate to be this mom, but why couldn't you guys have done that in the first place? because my husband thought it was that the extension you gave us was through the 30th. I got him there on the 29th and it had disappeared, but the tech saw it on the 28th. And she was like, I don't know. I think it was the fault of the tech. And I was like, of course you're kicking the can down the road and making it someone else's fault. Right. But Zeb and I have had issues with this pediatrician's office ever since they had a merger with MultiCare, and they were like their own entity, but then they merged with Marybridge and MultiCare. It's just mess. Anyway, so that's, I'm kind of pissed off at the pediatrician's office, and Zeb and I are trying to figure out what to do. Now we got to take the kid in for all kinds of allergy testing. Plus he needs to go back to the lab for that, like, general allergy testing for food.
Yeah.
See what he's allergic to, which is probably a ton of stuff. I feel bad. Like, you know, he's got my allergies to cats. He met a cat in real life when we went to my sister's house. It was like, other than Hobbs, who we had when he was little, we went and my sister has a long haired cat. And we were at my sister's house and his whole face broke out in hives. Like, just his whole thing. I know. It was terrible. And I was like, well, that sucks. You know, he's just, he wants a dog so bad. And I'm like, we'd have to get a hypoallergenic dog and they cost a fortune.
Right.
And every dog you see at the shelter, I look through the adopt a pet stuff constantly to look for like a hypoallergenic breed. Cause Zeb's working from home now. And it's just, honestly, it's like, unless you pay a fortune, you cannot adopt. The hypoallergenic dogs don't, their owners have paid a fortune for them, so they don't end up being for adoption.
Yeah.
You know? And, but I also don't want to pay to have a dog that I'm not rescuing. I want to rescue an animal, but I can't just rescue any animal because Ezra and I both have allergies to animals.
Right. Which
is unfair because the two of us both love animals very much. Like, Ezra is fascinated by animals. He loves to go to the zoo.
Uh-huh.
He loves animals in general. He wants to cuddle them all of the time. They have a little bunny at school. Her name is Clover, and he's obsessed with Clover.
Aww.
He'll get in the car and be like, Clover was eating hay today, and I loved watching her little mouth eat the hay.
Aww.
Oh, it's the cutest thing ever, but he's so allergic. It makes me sad. And he wants a cat. He's like, Mom, can we get a kitty? I want a kitty. And I was like, no, honey, we can't. You're allergic to cats. And he was like, why do I have to have allergies?
Aww.
And then the other day, he will be. But you know what? The other day, Jessica broke my heart so bad because he was like, when will my allergies go away?
Oh, Ezra.
So I turned to him and I said, honey, your allergies will never go away. And he started crying. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm just going to have them forever. And I was like, forever and ever. Yes, honey. And he goes, that's unfair. Like, aww. He's fine. He understands the injustice of it all. So that's pretty sad.
Anyway. Is he allergic to almonds?
Don't know yet. We've been feeding him almonds, so I don't think so, but I don't know yet. So they told us to just avoid all nuts for right now. Another thing is, I think he may have already had pesto in his life, but I wonder if he's allergic to pine nuts. So it's like all these things that you don't think about being in things, because I love pesto.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you're allergic to pine nuts, I'm going to take issue with that. It's going to be a personal hit for me.
Well, but I was just going to say, if he likes pistachio ice cream.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you get like Spumoni ice cream, it tastes like the pistachio, but sometimes they have almonds in them.
Yeah. I think, the kind that he has liked before is pistachio, but he's also had this Spumoni from Old Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. He wasn't like, my throat is scratchy or anything like that. So I was thinking to myself, maybe Spumoni would be okay, but I don't know. You can get pistachio flavored ice cream that doesn't have pistachios at all in it. It's Where? Just like that flavor. I don't know. But that's what another mom at the Montessori told me. So maybe it's bullshit. We'll have to look into it.
Oh, because I would buy that. I would rather not have the pistachios in it, really.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the little chunks. I like the flavor of the ice cream without the little nut part.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that can circle back to a Chris thing. So the other complaint I have is there's these two memes I found over the course of the week that I happened upon on the internet.
Yeah.
And I hate them. And I'd like to complain about them with you now.
Okay, please. Tell me.
Okay. The first one is slightly less annoying, but it says, "Women like you don't happen often. Never forget how rare you are." Now, I don't think I have to tell you this, but the human experience is pretty limited, especially in America. And this is like, this is a quote that's made, I believe, by like an Etsy seller who puts it on like coasters or something. I don't know. "You are not the rare snowflake that you think you are, hunty." I hate to tell you this, but you're nothing special. And that's why this bothers me so much. I think it's like never forget how rare you are. You're not that rare. Unless you've made like an actual societal contribution in some way, you're not super rare. I don't know. It just bothers me. It's like, don't hype up a woman by telling her she's rare. Like, you can't. It's unacceptable, in my opinion. First of all, women don't happen. Like, that's not the right way to word that at all. We don't happen. We exist. But we don't just happen. But then second of all, you're not rare. There's nothing about you that's rare. It's not. You're not a rarity. You're not so special. You're not a little snowflake. You're not. I don't. And I know that maybe this is controversial. I'm not bashing on this creator, and I'm not bashing on women, because that's what it kind of sounds like is happening here. What I'm trying to say is the human experience isn't that different for people. Like, in different parts of the world, it's different, but this is clearly made for like American women who are trying to lift themselves up on a Monday, you know? If you're the type of woman who bought this set of four coasters for your office or your home, you are the least rare bitch I know. That's just, I'm just saying. But for real, meet the road, okay? Meet the road that I'm on with this thought process, okay? The type of person who buys this is the same person. The type of person who buys into this meme specifically, they are a very similar person to every other person who buys into this. You know what? I am rare. And women like me don't just happen. They don't happen often. Ever. I'm so rare. I'm special, and I need to remember that. And God damn it, I'm going to start a book club. I'm just saying it. It annoys me so much. You're not special. And also, if you are special, in what way are you special? I'm sorry. Did you invent uranium? Like, are you Madame Curie? Like, I have to know. If that's the case, then yeah, this is applicable. But if you're just a basic bitch like me who goes to work every Monday, no. I'm just saying, I drink the same Keurig coffee as every other woman who puts their mug down on this coaster. It's just bullshit. It just makes me so mad. I don't know. Anyway, I have another one. The other one's way worse. And I think on that one, I think maybe you didn't agree with me.
Well, it's not that I don't agree with you. I just, there's different ways you could look at that. Like, I don't know. It's just funny that it caused you that much.
This one, first of all, the next one, the punctuation is messed up and it's grammatically very incorrect. But I think that you'll agree with me on the next one. And I think it's going to bother you too. Okay.
All right.
So listen carefully, because I feel like this one is really, it's annoying just line for line. Okay. Karma says, if you feel like you are losing everything, remember that trees lose their leaves every year, and still they stand tall and wait for better days to come.
Hmm.
Now, first of all, karma says, karma doesn't say shit about trees. This is some straight up bullshit. This is what makes me so mad. Karma says, if you feel like you're losing everything, remember that trees lose their leaves every year. Okay, first of all, if you feel like you're losing everything, now to me, that's the thing that can become, you can come at that from a lot of different ways. If you're losing everything, okay, so if you lost a leg, trees lose their leaves. The life cycle of a tree is normal. You losing your leg is not normal. A full-on amputation is not fucking normal. Also, karma doesn't dictate any of this. Karma says. No. Karma, the idea of karma is what goes around comes around. This is saying, compare yourself losing everything to trees losing their leaves. Karma does not dictate that. Karma didn't say that.
No.
Some basic bitch looked down at her women like you don't happen often coaster and was like, I'm going to create my own meme. Oh, it's Monday in my Keurig brew and I got nothing better to do. It's terrible. Okay. Also, if you feel like you're losing everything, you could be literally losing your mind. You don't need to compare yourself to the life cycle of a tree, which is standard and normal. You probably need to call a therapist. Don't be relying on someone's terrible and inaccurate definition of A, what karma is, and B, the comparison of the life cycle of a tree to you losing everything. If you lose your house, it's not comparable to a tree losing its leaves. It would be comparable if the tree fell down and died. Like if the tree lost its roots and you got your leg amputated, then we could be comparable. But the general life cycle of a tree shedding its leaves every year and then growing them back is like if somebody took a piece of your liver and it regenerated. That has nothing to do with you losing everything. Am I not wrong? Is this one not the most problematic bullshit you've ever read or heard?
No, it is problematic. But again, it's funny that it takes you to a place to where you have to tell us about it.
I'm so mad about it. I read it to Zeb and he was like, well, that's pretty fucking stupid. And I was like, right? And he was like, yeah, like it's not comparable to compare like you losing everything to trees losing their leaves, because that's what they do. Like, that's just, remember that trees lose their leaves. We don't need to remember. I have to go rake those motherfuckers or I get a fine from the HOA. Do you know my life at all?
Do you have to take logic at all?
Do I have to take logic? Not right now. I'm not in logic right now. No.
I know you're not now, but do you have to? Is that
I don't know. I'd have to go in and look at my schedule. I literally told my advisor, like, here's the deal, Tanisha, which, I mean, no one's going to know who she is, but and her name is not that, you know, it's not so rare. She'll never forget how rare she is. But I was like, hey, Tanisha, listen, I really need you to just pick my schedule for me. And I trust you completely. Can you just do this for me and take it off my plate? And she was like, I got you. And then she just sends me an email and she's like, this is the classes that you're taking. And I'm like, okay. And I literally just go term by term. They just show up and I'm like, cool, I guess I'm taking that. Anyway,
I just think you would be good at logic. I think you'd enjoy it.
I would probably dissect it just like I do with these. And that's probably why I'll make a good lawyer one day. But yeah, it's really annoying. That's not how karma works. Like, karma is what goes around, comes around. You don't take a fundamental idea of another a culture, a whole culture that believes in karma as a fundamental principle, and use it to apply it to someone who feels like they're losing everything being comparable to the life cycle of a tree. The whole thing is problematic. And then when you see it, you'll be like, even grammatically, this is problematic. The person who wrote this doesn't understand how punctuation works. It's fucking terrible. I hate it so much. And then they put like an angel smiley face at the end. Like, ugh. Ugh. Hate it so much. Hate it.
Oh, I'm glad you could get that off your chest, and you know.
Thanks. Yeah, I've been thinking about it ever since I read it, and I'm just like, this cannot stand. Like, I cannot allow this to happen.
I'm just glad you cleared it up. I mean, now thanks, you can sleep at night.
Yeah. No, I finally feel better. Just kidding. Lay my rare head on my pillow and remind myself that women like me don't happen very often. And karma says, if I feel like I'm losing everything, I just need to remember the life cycle of trees.
Yeah.
And they still stand tall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thanks, internet. At this point in the game, we should probably start doing some shout outs to our big contributors on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
I thought that would be helpful. You have a lot of friends commenting and being part of the group.
I mean, it's the same ones, you know?
Yeah.
There's some repetitive stuff. That's fine.
Sure. Sure, sure, sure.
So I don't think there's lots of them. I just think I have a few that just like to talk on there.
Yeah. Well, so a big shout out to Rachel Philbrook, who was she was my manager at Red Lobster for a while.
Aww.
Before I went into law.
She's so nice.
Yeah, she said that we have fabulous radio voices, which was a very nice
thing. What, Rachel? Are you listening to this?
I know. I was like, Rachel, stop it. But she's a wonderful person just in general. I always liked her. And working for her was good because she always was very motivational. But also, she's a mama of three and she has twins that are just a few months old.
Oh,
big shout out to Rachel. Thank you so much for the compliment. You ladies have fabulous radio voices. That was a very nice thing.
Not only that, but if you have three kids and two of those are twins that are new in this world and you're listening to our podcast, like, thank you.
Thanks for making time. Yeah. I feel very supported. That is very nice. Aspen is a constant contributor. So thank you, Aspen, for being so supportive always.
I kind of know her.
Yeah, she's all right.
She's okay. She's good people.
She's good people. your friend Marcos, he's really on the board.
I mean, he's really all over the place.
Yeah, he's all over the board is what's happening. He's always out here trying to get me to put my husband on this podcast. I said to Zeb, I was like, would you ever consider being a guest on the podcast? And he was like, absolutely not. I was like, just straight out, just shotgun out of his mouth. Nope.
I mean, the other part of that too, Even if we did try to dig stuff out of him, he'd give us like one word answers.
Yeah, I don't think people understand how Zeb works. I'm so glad you do, because yeah, other people just don't understand.
I mean, it might be funny, but it would still be kind of like, okay, moving on.
Yeah, that's what he even said that. He was like, I feel like you guys would just talk over me a bunch and it wouldn't really be like me on the cast. So it doesn't
I don't think it would be talking over him. I would think it would be him just not talking.
Yeah, that basically. Yeah. No joke. Also, just a big shout out to my friend Amy's family. Because they haven't been contributing in that they're writing, but I think that they're listening because our numbers are really high still for, not really high, but they've stayed pretty consistent in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because the Campbells and the Emerys always show up.
The foodies.
Yeah, our pals over at PNW Foodies on Facebook, if you're interested in checking that out. Tony Emery is he's the creator of that Facebook group. It's all about food. If you're a foodie, go check it out. But the Campbells and the Emerys have always been like some of my biggest supporters and just like a second family to me ever since Amy and I were like, I'm going to say seniors in high school.
Yeah.
And her big sister Laura actually did the flowers at my wedding. She's an incredible florist, and I still have the bouquet from my wedding in a shadow box.
Aww.
No, she did it for cost. They are the most supportive and loving family and people. I feel lucky that they care enough to listen.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you guys.
I picture them like eating their food while they're listening to the podcast.
They literally make the most delicious looking food. Like,
I know.
Terry and his wife Dot make some delicious looking food, and so does Tony and his wife Trish make some delicious looking food too. And then Laura and her family, oh my God, I just feel inferior whenever I'm on until I see someone else post something about how they threw together a sandwich. And I'm like, these are my people.
Hey, to be fair, if you pay attention, Tony posts stuff about like ordering from Taco Bell and stuff. So
yeah, I know. I mean, yeah.
We started this whole thing with stuff around Taco Bell. So I feel like Tony's your people too.
Yeah, that's very true. He definitely is. His mom worked with Zeb's mom for years and years and years. And they're really great people. So it's really nice to know them. And it was really weird because Zeb and I didn't realize, I had no idea that I called his mom, Tony's mom, Auntie Some Kid. Because her name's Some Kid, and I didn't know for the longest time that she worked at the same place as Zeb's mom until Zeb and I were like a year in, and then Amy was like, you realize that, did you ever put it together that they work at the same place? And I was like, oh my God, no. And so I asked Zeb about it, and he was like, oh yeah, she makes spring rolls for us every year and we freeze them in batches. And I'm like, aren't they so good? Because I'd only ever had them at Amy's house. And he was like, I think my mom has some right now, like in the freezer. And I was like, we're going to your parents tomorrow. It was funny when we finally realized it. But yeah, they're just good people. The Campbells and the Emerys, big shout out. Thank you so much for the support. Yeah. I think some of our family is listening. Some of our family, I don't think that podcasts are their medium.
Yeah.
Aunt Missy will constantly comment and like things and love things, but I don't think she's listening.
No, I don't think she is either.
But that's okay. Look, thanks for the love on Facebook, Auntie.
Yeah. Corey.
Corey, yep. I was just about to
say to everyone, and he'll call me and he'll comment, and he's a good brother.
I was just going to say, I think that he should be on the podcast. He should be a guest.
I know. We haven't had a guy. We need a guy to come talk to.
I think it should be Corey Mack. I think he should be our first male guest.
Yeah. He'll tell you all the terrible things I did to him growing up.
Yeah. He'll probably have some shit to say about me, too.
Maybe.
Who knows?
He's too witty. I can't keep up with him.
I know, he's so funny. He just is a funny guy.
Micah.
Yes, Micah Music. He's about it. Thank you, Micah.
I don't even know him, but he always like comments or that's yeah. Nice. Thanks.
He's a good guy. He really is. He's so sweet and wonderful. He's being very supportive of the podcast. He needs to teach us how to use Reddit, but other than that, I mean.
And Marcos, you introduced Micah to Aspen, and then Marcos plugged Aspen's podcast in there, so got some new listeners for Aspen too.
Yeah, hopefully that is a good thing. Your episode with Aspen though isn't on
Spotify anymore. Yeah, I told her that and she didn't even know. I told her that last night and she instantly emailed them and was like, we put stuff out and people are saying they can't listen.
Yeah.
So they're working on it.
Okay, that's good, because I went to go listen to it but before we recorded last week and yeah. It wasn't there anymore. And I was like, dang it, I should have like listened to it like right when you sent me the link. I didn't know this was going to be a limited time.
No, it shouldn't deal. Be. It should be out there with all the rest of them. It might be. I didn't check before because she messaged them last night. So it could be there. I don't know. But I listened to it on Thursday before we had recorded last week. And then, you know, it was Saturday and you couldn't listen. So I know it's been down at least since Saturday.
Yeah.
So she's like, it's been a week and we have people that can't listen.
Let me see if I can open it. No, it's still not there. It says couldn't find that podcast link. Search for something else? Question mark.
Oh, well, I'll have to put a new link out when it comes back out.
Please do, because I really want to listen. I really want to listen to that episode.
You better listen right when I post it.
I will. As soon as the link hits me.
I don't care if you're at work. You tell your boss you got something to do.
I have something to do. And she was like, oh, are you going to go listen to French again and try to work on that some more? Yeah. All right. Well, great podcast. Great. Good. Yeah. Good job. Women like you don't happen often, Jessica.
Yeah. I can tell you truly mean that too.
I do, from the bottom of my butt.
Where the babies come from.
Where the babies come from.
We do need if people want me to still keep talking about movies, we need a name for that. Or if you want me to watch a movie and bring it up, tell me what movie you want me to watch.
Yeah, please recommend. Also, if you're scrolling the internet and you find some memes that really piss you off, can you please post them in the group?
Yeah.
And if you find something that you're not totally happy about, let us know. Post it in the group and maybe it'll end up on the cast.
Yeah. Maybe Kimmy will be just as upset about it.
Yeah. And don't go out of your way to like make a meme just to make me mad. But like, if you could find one that's already made that's bothersome, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Well,
until next week. All right, love you
huge.
Bye
bye.